As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, that is tonight, huh? Yeah.
We have sort of a Metallica-related topic in 20 minutes. It may be a good one that'll last the whole segment. It might be a 13-second topic, but we're going to try it out in about 20 minutes from right now. Who's the Metallica of sports? I'll explain what that means in 20 minutes. Bo's going to see him tonight.
Yes.
Mercedes-Benz. It's going to be packed out. I know crazy. I heard Bo Morgan this morning talking about it. He loves Metallica, I know. I guess if your name's Bo, you love Metallica.
Yeah, man. I know a lot. We talked to our good friends, Jimmy and Dolores. They're going tonight. So, yeah. I know Mike B's going. I'm pretty sure Mike Bell's going.
Probably.
So, yeah. It's going to be a career. It's going to be a – because this is their only stop, right? Because, I mean, like, this is their second or third time they came since we've been at a show, if I'm not mistaken.
They were at MB 4 years ago.
Okay. Yeah. All right, I remember because we gave tickets away before to the Metallica concert.
Now, Bo's,
if I'm not mistaken.
Bo's very smart because he knows he's going to the concert. He took tomorrow off.
Yes.
So he's not going to be, which is
yes.
brilliant. Like,
yes.
It's always hard when one of your favorite bands or like something you really want to go do is a weeknight.
Yes.
And it's like, I got to peel myself off the mat the next day and go to work.
Right.
It's great when it's a Friday or a Saturday and you can really kind of lean into it and enjoy it.
Well, the show is, they're saying, starts at 6. Metallica probably won't take the stage till like 8. There's two other bands playing.
Okay.
Do you know the two bands?
What's that?
Do you know the two bands?
Oh, yeah. Pantera and Suicidal
Tendencies.
Oh, Pantera's
there too. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pantera and who is the other one?
Suicidal Tendencies.
Okay.
Okay.
I've heard kind of prominence in the 90s.
I've heard of Pantera. You know? I've heard Pantera before. I don't know about the other one. But okay. So it's going to be just all around.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be. It sounds like it.
Yeah. I would. That's one of those ones where it's like, I don't know. Almost like WrestleMania or something like that. Like, I'm not a huge fan. I get that it is. Not like I have nothing against it. It's just not something that I've ever really been into. Mm. But I would love to go see it.
Right.
I would love to go for the spectacle of it. I would love to go see Metallica in concert. I'm not a huge Metallica fan.
Right.
But it, just because so many people are, it'd be so cool to see that. And maybe I would understand it better. Maybe I would get into it a little bit more. I don't know. But, like, it would be really cool to go see that. Because it's going to be, I mean.
You've seen them before?
There are people that.
You saw last time
is it your favorite?
Number 7 for me.
Is it your favorite? Are they your favorite band?
Of all time.
Love
it. So, like, exactly. Like, they are that for some people. And then there's me where it's like, I could name, like, 2 Metallica songs.
When they play this song now, is this the closing song?
So, Inner Sandman, at least on this tour, has been used as the encore.
Okay, that makes sense.
That makes a whole lot of sense. I almost cursed.
And it's kind of.
It'd be going.
Oh, it goes.
Yeah.
James Hetfield, the frontman, has been, after these concerts have ended on the M72 tour, he's been taking a moment to thank fans.
Oh.
So, and Het's, you know, 60. So
sure.
You got to think, you know, 1981's when Kill 'Em All came out, and that was, hell, 40 years ago.
Over 40 years ago, yeah.
So you got to think at some point they're going to hang him up.
Right.
So I don't know how many more times
people are speculating because of the
extra
thanks and stuff.
That's what I'm kind of speculating. Like, it does kind of see, and it's got to happen at some point.
But you got to think, though, too, like, they're business people as well.
100%.
They're smart enough to know that you announce it's a farewell tour.
Farewell tour.
Farewell tour tickets are twice as much. I mean, Elton John's been going on a farewell tour for a decade. So, because you could tax for the farewell tour tickets.
I'm always curious about this, and maybe because I went down this rabbit hole of they were showing all the big time rock bands or whatever. They talk about front men as far as who's the best front man of all time. Where do you put him at?
Oh, number one.
Number one. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I mean, it was just amazing.
A lot of rock and roll bands who are not with us any longer.
Yeah, I know
that's usually what happens to most of them.
Yeah.
Het's been through the alcoholism, the drug use. He's been stone cold sober now for a pretty long time. And been at it for the longevity, 40 plus years.
Yeah.
As a front man for damn Metallica.
Yeah.
Chris Cornell maybe would be my pick. And like you just said, like he's not with us.
I'll put Chris in the top
five. Not with
us
anymore. Yeah. He's one of the most incredible voices of all
time.
Maybe the best.
All time, yeah,
maybe the best.
Okay.
All right, so we'll get back into that sort of related-ish in about 15 minutes. Then we'll get to the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40. Let's get to an NFL No Huddle. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. All right, five players sitting out ahead of the 2025 season. Which one of these players, do you think could turn into a holdout? Micah Parsons.
I think Micah.
Trey Hendrickson.
I think they're going to get Micah's done. Probably the day before the season, but.
Before training camp?
Before the season. How do you get Dak?
All right. So then, like as Dak's walking into the stadium.
Yeah, Dak's walking into the stadium to get a new damn contract.
Well, so then he's not going to participate in training camp.
Probably not.
Micah Parsons. So that's a holdout.
Yeah.
Trey Hendrickson is already holding out.
Yes.
Like, that's there now.
I think the guy that's probably going to hold out.
T.J. Watt.
Well, remember last time it was a contract. It was a hold in. You remember when T.J. Watt had the?
Yep.
Remember last time he was doing all individual drills, and when they went to the team stuff, he sat out.
Mm-hmm.
So he knows how to play it right.
James Cook.
This is Cookie's first deal, man.
He already is holding out.
Yeah, he's already holding out.
Yeah.
So, but it's not really a holdout because he hasn't missed anything mandatory.
Right.
Yeah.
Terry
hasn't missed anything mandatory.
But like Trey Hendrickson showed up to the non-mandatory stuff.
Trey Hendrickson showed up to not just to just
and
to
threw
clap.
A grenade.
Yeah. Yeah,
like, he's already holding out.
Yeah, just to clap back.
And then Terry McLaurin.
I think they'll get something done with Terry.
Yeah, you got to.
Yeah, I think they'll get something done with Terry.
Because they have the money, man. They got a rookie quarterback.
I do eventually think that Buffalo would get something done with Cook. The T.J. Watt, he's going to go the same route he went last year. He'll be there, but he'll be holding in. He's not going to do anything until they get a new contract. And Micah, I think Micah will do the same thing. I think Micah will do individual drills, but Micah won't. Because Micah's been at offseason conditioning.
And then Micah's going to get a contract.
Yeah, Micah,
they're going to pay him.
Micah's going to get his deal done.
Just pay him. Like, it's Micah Parsons. And then I don't know what happens with Trey Hendrickson.
I don't either.
Like, I genuinely don't. Like, he might not play this year.
No. I don't know.
You know?
I don't know what happens with him.
He wouldn't be the first guy to just not play for the Bengals.
Yeah.
You know?
And Carson, like, I don't want to play here.
Carson Palmer retired.
I retired. I don't even want to play here.
And then he came back like 3 years later.
And played for two more teams.
Played for two more teams.
Yeah.
Played pretty good, too.
Yeah.
All right. Let's hear Deion Sanders. What podcast was this?
It was on Asante, which was
podcast.
Weird because they were going at each other last month on a damn T-step.
Oh,
whatever made you
right.
Great, what does it matter? I'm like, y'all are fussing. Both of y'all were great damn players. Y'all arguing about a T-step?
But at least that's a fun thing to argue about.
Yeah.
It's like an actual football technique thing,
like,
as opposed to who's a goat
y'all
or something.
Great.
Yeah. All right.
One was better than the other.
Here he
still.
Is talking about the Shedeur Sanders draft process.
When you sit up there and say something like he went in a meeting unprepared, like, dude, Shedeur Sanders, who's had six different coordinators, who has still functioned and went up, leveled up every time we brought somebody new in, and you're gonna tell me he
every
was
situation.
You're gonna tell me he had on headphones, Shedeur. Anybody know my son? I understand he's a professional. Like he's gonna go into a meeting with headphones on. Like y'all, come on.
Yeah, I mean, I think you know the more because this is the first time we've heard Prime really talk about.
Yeah, this is the first comment.
Yeah, about what happened in the draft process through Shedeur. All right, I'm about like over it. Well, I've been over this whole thing, and you know because. He's in a situation where he's there. I think, you know, because he's a fifth-round pick, and most of the time when you're a fifth-round pick, you don't get a lot of opportunities. I think he's going to be given more opportunities than most as a fifth-round pick. I know there's always a thing where there's no guarantee. I was on a team where we cut our fifth-round draft pick. I've been on teams
where
we cut our fifth. It happens.
It happens.
I don't think he'll be one. I think the bigger decision is going to be what they do with the veterans. Because, you know, whatever quarterback between Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett, they don't whatever win the starting quarterback job, are going to get him shipped out. But I think that I think it's more of a news if he does not play than Dylan Gabriel. I don't think Matt gives a damn if Dylan Gabriel don't win a starting job or play this year.
No.
But I do think
in terms of like a national story,
yes.
No.
But if Shador does it,
obviously there's different.
And you might not be. And I know they got the Browns. They got the snap counter out there and everything.
Yeah.
Counting stats and everything like
keeping
that
stats.
For OTAs and things like that. But yeah, I mean, he's got to earn this job because there will always be that pecking order of the veterans and the young players.
Yeah.
It just happens, especially if you're not a first-round pick. And he is not a first-round pick. So it's going to be a process of him just continuously getting those reps that he gets, which is going to be limited at first because when you're that drafted that low, you got to earn your reps. They don't just put you in there and jump over. It's just what it is.
Yeah, and look, I mean, here's the thing. The process and the draft happened.
Yeah, like, it's done.
Whether he did have head, whatever. Like, he got drafted in the fifth round for a reason.
Yes.
Like, whatever the reason is, ultimately is irrelevant now. He got drafted in the fifth round.
Drafted, so, signed a contract, and everything.
So, now all he has to do is prove all of the people that didn't take him wrong.
Yeah, the Browns like, passed over him a couple Browns of times. They took a damn quarterback.
Yeah, they took another quarterback before they took him. So, you know, now we see.
Yep.
Now we see the stuff that actually matters, which is, can he be a starting quarterback in the NFL? Which I think that he can be. It's just, if he is and he plays really well, then it's like, yeah, see? That was all nonsense. Yep. That was all ridiculous, which it may very well have been.
If that happens,
we'll all find out.
If that happens, some people might lose their job.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yes. All right. Speaking of ridiculous nonsense, here's an update on the Stephon Diggs situation in New England. Here's Josh McDaniels talking about it.
I know he's staying up on the information and the material, and there's so many things and opportunities for us to teach all our guys going forward between the rest of the practices here in the spring and then going into the summer and you know, the many days we have before we actually kick the ball off in September. So I'm not concerned about Steph in that regard.
No, he's going to – I mean, when he steps on the field, he's going to ball.
Yeah, man.
That's what he does. Like, the dude is a flat-out – stud. And so, I mean, obviously there's it more comes with who you relationship with. It's just what it is. And he's with one of the most popular entertainers in the world. And so, yeah, that's going to be taken. Obviously what happened on the boat and things like that. But he did come in. I saw clips of him. You can't tell when that dude 6 months off of damn ACL how good he looked. Now, it ain't natural football, but the way he's cutting and running and everything.
Yeah. I mean,
like,
again,
the dude, one thing about it, he don't cheat the process of ball. This dude is one. This dude works his ass off.
Also, like, did people forget how good Stephon Diggs was very recently?
Yes.
Like, he was a Pro Bowler 4 years in a row, had over 100 yards receiving 5 out of 6 years, and then was on his way to 100 last year before he got hurt midseason. Like, he got off to a really nice start in Houston, and then got hurt in the middle of the year. Like,
the
guy's still balls.
The dude's a damn ball player,
now,
man, and he's a ball player that they need.
He likes hanging out. He likes the ladies.
We all do.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't? Yeah, I mean, but who did it? I mean,
who didn't?
Who didn't? Like all that stuff, man. But yeah, I think, you know, more or less because of who his relationship is with, it's going to be, you know, it's a microscope or it's a, it's a microscope. He hasn't been under.
Now,
this dude mess with a lot of women and all that, but he messed with like that.
No, Cardi B is
a bona fide
superstar.
Ain't no going on no damn no beachfront date with this one.
Nah, people are going to see it.
Yeah, people are going to see it all the damn time. And so that's you know.
This is like the other side of you got Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift and then Stephon Diggs and Cardi B.
Yeah.
I'm much more interested in this one.
This is
I like this one better.
this one is
more my style.
This is funny because of all the mess around it.
I like the mess.
There's so much mess going on. Like,
plus, also, like, wasn't Stephon Diggs the guy that when they asked all his teammates who's the last guy on your team you'd want to date your sister?
Damn sure was.
Everyone's like that whore Stephon Diggs.
Yep, they're like, nope,
that's the one I don't want to date.
I don't
want
to date my sister. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it was.
I love it.
Yeah,
I love Stephon Diggs' messy life.
Yeah,
like,
man. But
as long as he gets on the field of balls, I don't care.
But it's the magnitude of who you're with. It just is, man.
Yeah.
But if you want to talk about just on field stuff, this dude balls. This dude works his ass off on the field.
Balls off the field.
That's what
too.
I said. I mean, he balling now. He got, you know, he in there.
I
mean,
assume.
He's a fashion icon. Like, he liked to wear weird clothes and stuff, too.
Yeah, he had a nice, he had like a silk scarf on in the video that I saw.
He's a weird clothes guy. but I mean,
but aren't they all now? Isn't everybody a weird clothes guy?
I'm not a weird clothes guy.
No, no, no. But you're not in the league anymore. Like, if you're a superstar athlete right now, you wear weird clothes.
We didn't wear weird clothing.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, now,
again, we used to go to the fashion show for the women, not the clothes.
I know.
We went to Fashion Week in Paris.
I'm talking about these guys.
Yeah.
These youngsters.
No, they go to sit there and make and do the.
No, they go to shop.
No, they do that face like that. That pucker lip face sitting there.
You went to the fashion show for the models.
Yeah.
These guys are going to the fashion show for the apparel.
Yeah. Oh, what is that?
They want to get a backless
blazer. That is cool mint. Cool. That's a cool. What color is that? Cool mint.
They want to get a nice silk scarf to wear at a boat party.
Over their head. Like an ante.
Everyone's a fashionista now. All right. Who's the Metallica of the sports world? I'll explain what we mean. Try to explain, or maybe the segment will suck and we'll talk about college football. We'll all find out together. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. Join Dukes and Bell today for a special live broadcast from Echo Park Automotive in Duluth. They'll be taking part in a big afternoon party with food, drink, and special celebrity appearances.
Hell yeah.
Celebrity appearances. I mean, Dukes and Bell are already going to be there. Yes. Who else do they need?
Who else is there?
Who else do they need? Dukes and Bell today from 2 to 6 at Echo Park Automotive in Duluth on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Okay, real quick. Hey, come in real quick. You said they changed the name to the motor. Because I saw they were making an announcement about the Atlanta Motor Speedway, and they did what?
Atlanta Motor Speedway is no longer known as Atlanta Motor Speedway. It is now known as Echo Park Speedway.
Okay, gotcha.
They got there
new,
you go.
New logo, color scheme, all that stuff.
Little naming rights.
Ah,
I like that.
Cool, okay.
If you could put naming rights on something, what like it's the Randy McMichael blank, what would you want it to be?
I mean, obviously a shake joint. And I would try to franchise the shake joint.
Okay.
So, yeah. Like just
like what's this like a Spearmint Rhino is a franchise or something like that, right? So you'd be the Randy Max.
Yeah, Randy Max Shakes. Yeah, I'm
Randy Max Shake House.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, and I would try to, but I would try to have multiples.
Yeah,
like,
right. Franchise
like a Starbucks. Have one on every corner.
Okay,
big and small. It'd be it would be real intimate.
But it'd be like Starbucks.
Yeah, basically that's what it would be. You get a cappuccino if you want, you know, because I think you know we would be open. We'd be open for coffee, and so. But instead of having like, because anybody know you go, you just go back to day shift shakes. Sometimes day shift shakes. It just depends on where you go. You get more experienced people, more of the experienced dancers during the day shift. They don't want to stay up all late and everything like that.
But in this the veterans.
But in this case, the rookies would be in the morning.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You know.
Interesting.
Yeah, but yeah. But
and
yeah.
You would serve coffee?
Yeah, have the robinette, have the little thing on everything.
Okay.
Yeah, apron.
You know what thing that they do in the Pacific Northwest, and I'm surprised that it's there and it's not other places,
yeah.
Is they have these little stands that you can kind of drive up to, coffee stands, and they're called bikini baristas.
Yeah, I heard those.
And it's like the ladies that make the coffee are just, you know, yeah, they're dressed in basically nothing.
Yes.
And the coffees, I've never been, but I've been told the coffee's a little bit more expensive, you know, because you're paying for the show.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think that would be successful everywhere?
You would think so,
plus,
right?
It's cold and rainy up there all the time.
You would think
and,
so.
Like, that just doesn't seem like the, of all the places where people would do that.
Right.
I'm not saying the Pacific Northwest is some sort of like, you know, everyone's all, you know, proper and all that.
Right,
but like,
right.
People like bikinis down here too.
Yeah, but you
feel like a bikini coffee stand.
You know how that
in Georgia.
Is, yeah. I'm pretty sure there's maybe one around here.
I've never heard of them.
But
I never heard of them
know,
anywhere
you know,
else.
You know that whole Bible Belt thing.
Okay.
And everything
yeah,
like
maybe.
That. Yeah, you know how that goes. Man.
I don't know. Adam and Eve are naked.
I don't think a lot of people realize that, Bunk. I don't think a lot of people realize that aspect of life.
You know who realizes that every single time we read any sort of like you know Bible stories for kids or whatever? Lily.
Yeah.
Why are they naked? Well, there weren't any clothes yet. It was early.
She always points that part out.
They're naked. Well, yeah, they're in the Garden of Eden.
Yeah, man.
It's just the two of them. Like, yeah, they weren't going to offend anybody.
I mean, don't let the leaf fool you. No, there was a lot of nudity back then. Yeah, I know they take the photo with the flower and stuff over them. No.
Yeah, but that wasn't always
that
on.
That was always on.
Yeah, you don't always have a fresh bouquet.
Yeah, like sometimes.
Cover it up.
Yeah, they ain't had no string back then to tie it up.
And again, leaves, everybody knows, leaves die.
Yes,
you know, once
they
they're off the plant, so that's going to go bad pretty quick. So yeah, there was plenty of nudity back then.
Yeah, but yeah, I would on the shakes,
Randy Max Shakehouse.
Yes, yes.
All right, so Metallica's playing in Atlanta tonight. It's going to be sold out at Mercedes-Benz. Bo's going. Bo's favorite band of all time. One of the biggest bands in the history of music. I'm sure there's various different numbers you can look at. Albums sold, 26 Grammy nominations, 9 wins. I mean, look, they're one of the all-time great bands.
Yes, they are.
I could name 2 songs.
Yeah.
Right? And again, that doesn't mean anything really. Like, there's a lot of things that exist that people don't know a lot about. Like, everyone's not going to be a fan of everything. I like the stuff that Bo has played coming back from breaks, and I like Enter Sandman when I hear it at sporting events. For Whom the Bell Tolls is a badass song at sporting events.
I never knew. And it took me a while to realize that was Metallica.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
The same. I was like, oh man, that rise right there.
It's a great
song. And I never
song.
Ever took the time to be like, who does it? Who sings it? I was just like, I love it.
It's one of those songs that like it came out, I don't know, maybe before I was born, whatever. Like it just sort of always existed in my mind.
Right.
And so it's like a lot of AC/DC songs or various Led Zeppelin, whatever. It's just like this guitar riff that has always existed. So you never really wonder where it came from or who did it or whatever. Let me try to make this transition and see if it works.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
So obviously, the Metallica is that band for a lot of people.
Yes.
Is there an athlete or a team or whatever in sports that people feel that way about that you just don't get or never paid attention to or like you it wasn't for you?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Because like Metallica's music is really good, but it's not really for me.
Right.
I'm not really into that kind of music.
Right.
For me, that athlete when I was younger was Phil Mickelson.
Okay.
Like, obviously, massively successful, mm-hmm. one of the best golfers of all time and all that. And maybe it was because I was such a big Tiger fan.
Right.
I felt like I shouldn't like Phil Mickelson.
Right.
I don't know what it was. But like throughout his prime and all of his winning and all the stuff that he did, I never enjoyed it.
Right.
I was like, nah, not for me.
Wow. I tell you, Buck, I'll go with the Yankees.
Okay.
I can't think of an individual.
Okay.
Like, people like the Yankees. I've never been a Yankee fan, never liked anything about the Yankees. But I understand why. The successful, big brand, all those different things. They are like the Cowboys and all those different things as far as having fans who jump sports teams, not necessarily where you're from, but because of the big brands. When you talk about the Cowboys, Lakers, Yankees, that type of group. But I can't think of an individual
Maybe teams are hard because obviously you're going to be a fan of your team.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be annoyed by large fan bases of other
but
teams.
But I don't get annoyed by a big fan base. I just get annoyed by them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not annoyed. I don't want to say that. I'm not annoyed by Metallica fans.
Yeah, like, no. But meaning like, but I get, like you were saying, Phil, and all those different things. Like the Yankees, they're successful, although it hasn't been recent, but they've been successful. They used to go spend all the money. I can't stand their damn owner, all those different things. But I understood. But you got to give props where props are due. You know, and I'm still like, because I don't know why I don't feel that way towards athletes for some reason. Maybe because I was
probably.
One. Probably because I was one. And so I always say I always appreciate the grind of being a professional.
You know another guy that I never feel like I fully appreciated? I feel like I do now that he's retired, and maybe you hear the way guys that were his contemporaries talk about him or whatever. But I feel like when Carmelo Anthony was kind of like at his peak,
mm-hmm.
I was like, I don't know. Like, obviously, I know he's really good,
mm-hmm.
but I was never going to tune in on a Thursday night TNT game to watch a Carmelo Anthony-led team.
See, I was.
Sure. And a lot of people
that
are.
That goes back to a lot of that conversation that we got from the caller yesterday, talking about what him and his boys were talking about, the superstar and all that other,
mm-hmm.
that new nonsense that they be trying to force down your throat, was that I put Carmelo in that because we wouldn't just go. Like, when Carmelo would come to Miami,
right.
the Knicks. It was the Knicks. It was Carmelo.
Right.
We were going to see when he was with Denver, and they would come to my. We were going to see Carmelo, you know. And
what's weird is I loved him at Syracuse.
Yes.
I loved that Syracuse team. And then I think I loved him early, and I don't know what it was. It just sort of like it got to a point where I guess there was just other guys I preferred watching a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
And I was never anti-Carmelo.
Right.
I was just always kind of like, yeah, Carmelo's amazing, but like, I don't know. I like that guy
Can
better.
Can we name a coach?
Put that guy better.
Like Jim Boeheim?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like Jim Boeheim or UConn's women's coach. Him.
Auriemma.
Like, Auriemma, guys like that.
Yeah.
Can I put them in
one.
There?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's an interesting idea of like a coach that's sort of universally celebrated as great, but you're like, no.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean? Like one of those guys.
Uh-huh.
One of our great friends just texted us in the group chat, Doc Rivers.
Okay.
Yeah, Doc Rivers.
I don't – do people celebrate Doc Rivers?
I don't think – he keep getting damn jobs.
Now, that's true.
Doc keep getting damn jobs.
That's true. I feel like – and maybe it's shifted a little bit with Doc Rivers where, like, after they won that championship in Boston, then there was a little bit of, like a honeymoon period after that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the narrative with Doc now is – blows 3-1. I mean, blows series.
Yeah,
right. Loses.
That seems like what he does.
In the playoffs.
That seems like what he does.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like the other example that he texted us was T-Mac. I feel like T-Mac is the opposite. I feel like he's underappreciated.
I do too.
Now he didn't win anything.
No.
And I get it. And like famously, they had that 3-1 lead, and he started talking about the next round of the playoffs, yeah. and they blew the series. And his like peak was brief because he was it was incredible.
It was,
I think yeah, that's one of those ones because I always find it somebody. Tweeted me or like included me in a tweet that some content aggregator put on social media over the weekend about Ray Allen being underrated or something. And I was like, no, he's not. everybody thinks Ray Allen was great.
Mm-hmm.
There's not like a person you talk to that doesn't think Ray Allen was great. That's just, you just say someone was underrated so then people will comment on your tweet.
Right.
I think Ray Allen is accurately rated.
I agree.
Like, I agree. He's going to go to the Hall of Fame. But everyone celebrates him. He's not one of the greatest players of all time.
No.
But he was the greatest shooter of all time pre-Steph, and everybody knows that.
Yeah.
I think T-Mac actually is underrated.
T-Mac, that dude was cold-blooded.
It was insane.
And if you go back and you ask anybody, especially the late, great Kobe Bryant, who was the problem, it was T-Mac. Because
yep.
T-Mac had no holes in his game.
Mm-hmm.
T-Mac's biggest thing was the knees.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, there was no holes
Orlando
in T-Mac in his game.
And year one or so Houston yes. T-Mac.
There was no holes
offensively,
in his game.
He was as good as Kobe.
Yes.
Like, and he would take over games the same way that Kobe would. Built the same, maybe even a little taller.
I think wasn't T-Mac like 6'10", 6'9", somewhere
yeah,
in that area?
Yeah.
But yeah.
When he was hot, like when T-Mac was going and he was hitting those baseline fadeaways, if he hit the rim, it was surprising. Like, it was just all net.
Yes,
there was nothing you could do to stop him.
He was cold-blooded.
Yeah. And then they traded him and he got injured and kind of that was that.
Grant Hill? No, never mind.
I always liked Grant Hill. I never had anything against
too.
Grant Hill. All right.
Vlade Divac.
Criminally underrated. Especially as a general manager. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game. Yeah, I've heard this song. You can hear this song tonight too, probably, assuming Pantera plays it when they're opening up for Metallica. Mercedes-Benz.
100% chance they play this.
100% chance.
Yes.
We just got an email from one of our folks here at Odyssey. basically telling me to put my money where my mouth is.
Right.
Because earlier in that last segment, I was like, I would love to see Metallica. I've just never had the opportunity. She emailed, she's like, there are extra Metallica tickets tonight if anybody wants to go. I'm like, well, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how much would I love? It's Tuesday. I mean, I don't know if I'd love it to go on a Tuesday.
But we were just talking before, and I just Googled it real quick. And it's different polls, so this is whatever you like or whatever. They're talking about the best front men ever.
Okay.
And the one that I think is my personal favorite is Freddie Mercury.
Oh, Freddie Mercury's great.
Yeah, so they got him as number one. They got Robert Plant as number two.
Led Zeppelin.
Mick Jagger, number three.
Yeah, Rolling Stones.
Jim Morrison, number four.
The Doors.
Roger Daltrey.
Which one's that?
Roger Daltrey.
What band's that?
Is, don't say.
Probably should know that, but I don't.
Okay. Steven Tyler.
Is that the Who, maybe?
Steven Tyler's up there. Okay. Axl Rose, of course. Kurt Cobain. Bono.
Okay.
So are all these guys ahead of Het?
Yes.
There's no way.
Yeah, nope. I believe you too. I can't find him. Okay, but
not even on the list. Didn't even make the list.
Yes, there he is. Yeah, he is. Number 10.
Top 10.
Yeah,
I would have probably had him at like. So the guys they had leading this list at like 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, there was one you got to, and I was like, nope, that's where Hetfield goes. And it was 4 or 5.
I think it was Jim Morrison I was talking about.
Yes, no, okay. It may have been.
Okay,
there's no. You don't Jim Morrison. No.
Okay.
No.
So you put him.
Put it.
Because it's Freddie Mercury, it's Robert Plant, it's Mick,
and then
you put him right before Steven Tyler.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And I agree with that, and way ahead of Axl Rose.
All right.
Hetfield's still singing. Axl looks like somebody's grandma.
He does.
He's had some tough years.
he has some rough ass years, though.
Yeah, man.
When they tell you what a rocker looks post rock star,
yeah,
he is the poster boy
man,
for
living hard, rode hard, and put away wet.
Living hard.
All these guys did. The fact that some of these guys are still out there doing it is shocking.
Yes.
Like what they've done to their bodies for the years they did do it.
Jagger's still performing. He's like 80.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Maybe that's why Het doesn't want to go until he's like 80, or maybe he does, but look, man, you're like 60. I would,
The thing for me is, like, obviously you love doing it because what your dream 100%. Was to always
do.
Right. But, like, you're now to the point where, like, there's no expectation of anything new. You don't have to.
Yeah, you got to make a new album.
You just play the hits and go on tour, and you're going to sell out football stadiums.
Yes.
I don't know how much money they're going to make tonight. But it's not less than $1 million.
But that's what I'm saying. That's got to be.
They're going to make $1 million every show.
Off of a new album.
Yeah.
They got a new album?
72
out?
Seasons. They just came out like a year ago.
This has got to be the life to be as great as you are and not have to put out nothing and still make all that bread.
Exactly. That's the goal. That's the goal, to do enough good for long enough to where then people just want to see you.
Are y'all familiar with the band Godsmack?
I've heard of them.
So they, within the last year or so, they officially retired from making new music. And because they have like 10 studio albums, maybe 7. So when they tour now, it's only the hits. And that's what people want to hear. Like, y'all don't have to be in the studio after releasing like 7, 8 freaking albums and you've been a band for 30 years.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, no offense to a lot of the great bands, but like no one's trying to hear the, like Eddie Vedder, no one's trying to hear the ukulele album, man.
Not one strang.
People want to hear Evenflo. Okay?
I know, that's what happened when we went, saw, when Lauryn Hill came to Athens, and Lauryn was like, I got a new album. And it was a chair and a guitar. We're like, what the hell am I going to listen to this? Lauryn, hit some of the hits.
Miseducation.
You know what I'm saying?
Hill.
I'm just going to do my new album.
When Tara and I went to Rockville, which was in Daytona Beach in 2021, Metallica played Thursday and Sunday. Their Sunday set was playing the Black Album backwards.
Oh, man.
Oh, like, wow.
That way they end up with Enter Sandman as the last song. And that's, people went crazy over it. That's one album. They just played in its entirety. Yeah, that's all you got to do.
That is the wild thing about seeing live music, though, because you never know what they're going to do. Because they're artists, man. Artists are eccentric. Some folks have gotten to the point where it's like, look, this is what it is. This is the set. We're playing the hits.
Oh, Frankie Beverly Maze is that.
This is what we're doing.
Yes, we know what song's coming. We know what we start with, and we know where they're going to end with.
Yeah, the encore. It's all the same. Every tour is the same, and that's fine. But then you get, like, you know, you get folks that are still actively in the creative process and making new stuff, and it's like, all right, I'm inspired by gospel right now, and I'm going to play the gospel album. And it's like, damn, all right, no one really wanted that.
You really can't.
You go for it. You can't. You can't.
I've only been.
They're an artist.
I've been to one gospel concert. I went to see Kirk Franklin live. I thought it was a hip hop R&B concert. The way Kirk was up there gyrating, I was like, like, damn.
Yeah. No, I love I love gospel music.
Don't fall off the stage.
But that's one of those ones you'd kind of like to know what you're getting into. Yeah. Especially if the person doesn't traditionally play that style of music. And then all of a sudden it's like, all right, well, let's get saved. Let's get saved today.
Might as well.
All right. Let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
And then there were two. There's also eight, but I'll tell you about them in a minute. So University of Texas yesterday afternoon, actually while during the show, University of Texas beat Tennessee to make it to the championship yesterday. And then yesterday evening, Texas Tech puts away Oklahoma. Oklahoma, four-time national champions. Their run will not reach a fifth. Najee Candidate, as you were saying earlier, pitches 300 and ends up at 380-something consecutive pitches. Something crazy about that is she played for Stanford last year,
right,
who also made it to Women's College World Series. So she's over 700 consecutive pitches if you include last year's College World Series, because she pitched every game for them too.
I saw the home run she gave up. That girl.
It was a blast.
She knocked it.
Yeah.
Like, she smacked
two outs, bottom of the seventh.
Two outs, seventh inning. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I did see that one. I mean, no, I saw and I heard it, because it sounded like a damn rocket.
Two right. outs, bottom of the seventh. I think it was an 0-2 count.
Yeah. The way that
with the runner on.
But so they, and this is the girl that famously got like $1 million.
$1.2 million
in NIL money to transfer from Stanford to Texas Tech, knocking off the four-time defending national champion.
Think they got the money's worth?
Validates it, right?
Yes,
like,
100%.
No matter what happens, you validated it. Now, obviously, you'd like to go on and win the national championship, but like you said this earlier this week, her having this level of success means more stuff like this
has
is going
to be
happen.
Only a good thing.
Like, other schools are going to do this with other players at other programs that maybe don't have the NIL funds that a Texas Tech or whatever might have. So I think that's only good for the sport. Maybe people would say that it isn't, because if she was still at Stanford, that'd be good for Stanford. But like, other players getting to cash in like that would
think
be
think about
great.
Our very own Knox Bardeen's daughter, who is committed to Virginia Tech.
No doubt.
But
she goes out there and balls
senior
out.
Senior year to go, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, she goes and balls out at Virginia Tech as a freshman. Texas Tech will pay her $1.5 million. Well,
there we go.
Knox doesn't have to write any more headlines. Knox doesn't have to send Abe any more angry emails about where's your article at today.
trust me, those emails are never directed at me.
So if you were to watch that game and be paying attention at the end, you would have noticed a very long embrace by Texas Tech head coach Jerry Glasgow and pitcher for Oklahoma, Sam Landry. Now, first off, Sam Landry, this girl is crazy. For one thing, there's only 43 feet from the rubber to the plate in collegiate softball. All right, this is the same as it's going to be in the pros. All right, so by the time you lunge and some girls jump, whatever, you're about 5 feet closer than that, and she doesn't wear a face mask and also wears glasses. That is just straight insanity to me. So you got some big old brass ones to be doing that. Of all positions, like, none of them have to wear face masks at this level, at the college level. Of any position, I would still. And Olivia said the same thing. She's like, there's no way I would do that. We're watching the game together yesterday.
Big old brass what's?
I don't know.
Toes.
Man.
Ovaries?
Yeah.
Toes.
Something.
Okay.
Yeah. Toes.
Big old brass toes. So what the story behind this, Sam Landry, the pitcher for Oklahoma, used to play for Jerry Glasgow at University of Louisiana Lafayette. He coached there. She played for him. His daughter was also a coach at Louisiana Lafayette. She was killed tragically in a car accident in 2019.
Oh.
Sam Landry only met her a few times, but had a very close bond with her head coach, Jerry Glasgow. So Sam Landry, the starting pitcher and ace for Oklahoma, had her name sewn into her glove. Jerry's daughter, who passed in 2019, sewn into her glove and had her number sewn into her jersey.
Wow.
So they were very tight.
Yeah.
I can only imagine down the road something like this happens. Like, putting myself in those shoes for 14 seconds. What a time. Like, she ends up pitching against her former coach in the, you know, to get to the College World Series championship.
Yeah.
You know? So
did he won or she won?
He won.
He won. Okay,
yeah.
So yeah, man, crazy.
Great story. Then over to the men's side. So we all of the regional tournaments were concluded last night. It did finish with LSU having to come back from down 5-1 versus University of Little Rock, Arkansas, or Arkansas Little Rock. So your teams hosting super regionals on the men's side: Louisville, Oregon State, UNC, UCLA, Duke, LSU, Arkansas, and Auburn. Now, Auburn is hosting a super regional versus Coastal Carolina, who also hosted a regional. All right, so Coastal Carolina's regional featured the University of Florida, national champion in college baseball. They had a game on Saturday that had to be moved. If I'm not mistaken, it had to be moved from 1 o'clock in the afternoon to noon. But that will kind of mess up your game plan if you had a game plan going forward. So Kevin O'Sullivan, who is University of Florida's head coach, laid into the site rep for Coastal Carolina full of expletives. I've seen that there's some comments online. There's a lot more to this story. Maybe they knew each other in a former life or a different team or something like that. So then Kevin Snell, who is Coastal Carolina's head coach, gets on University of Florida's Kevin Sullivan.
This is a national champion coach who thinks he can come in here and try to bully people around. Disappointed. Disappointed. Somebody that a lot of coaches look up to. For him to act that way, really disappointed. He disrespected a Hall of Fame coach who's the site rep here. That's all I got to say.
So Kevin O'Sullivan, Abe tells me, did come out and apologize, as well as the Florida AD. But
why did they move the game time for?
I'm not sure if maybe something weather? Wasn't... It was there. He was yelling at the site rep who had informed them about the game time.
But like
sure
weather was coming
later. I think
later,
it started with weather that turned into, quote, field conditions.
Because sometimes with these regionals, like you're supposed to start at 2, and then the game before you go super late, you don't start till 4, 5, whatever. I haven't heard about starting earlier than you were supposed to. Have you ever had it happen where your flight gets delayed or changed or whatever later, but then they change it back? And it's earlier than it was supposed to be. Have you ever had that happen? Like, they delayed a flight that we were on not too long ago, and it was like, all right, it's going to be an hour delayed, whatever. Right. So we decided, all right, well, we'll just wait and not go to the airport yet. And then they've got a text. Like, not only on time. It's going to be about 10 minutes before was supposed to be.
Yes, that
it's
has
like,
happened.
Damn, all right, we better get on the road.
Yes, that has happened to me.
How do they do that?
Yes, that has happened.
What happens if you don't make it?
You don't make it.
I have been where they have changed it back. Now, me, I am a early the airport person anyways. That's just, I've always been like that more when I'm by myself than without them, because they're leaving tomorrow to go out to see her people for like a week. And I'm supposed to fly out there Saturday just to hang out and everything. And I'm like, okay, so they got a 1 o'clock flight. 10 o'clock flight leaving here to get to LAX. I'm like, I'll get to the airport 7:30, get some early morning coffee. And
there's nothing wrong with being at the airport by yourself early. Because it's great. Airport rules or anything goes.
Yes.
Certainly don't want to be at the airport early with them.
No.
Because there's little kids at the airport.
Like, I'm the one. I like to get on the plane earlier. I like to get in and sit down. Like, when we got them kids, let that little boy run as long as you can.
As long as he can. Get it all out.
Yeah, let him run as long as y'all can.
Because you know he's not going to get it all out.
Oh, no.
And then he's going to want to run up and down the aisles when the plane takes off.
He's like, oh, boy. But like, really, I like to get on early, Andy, a lot of times, because I hate when, and I'm there, like, because I never do it, so that's why I say I hate it. I never take anybody's overhead compartment space.
Oh.
There's nothing that chaps my ass more than somebody that's four rows behind or four rows in front of me using the overhead space that's meant for my bag.
Yeah, that's for you.
It drives me freaking crazy.
If at the gate they're like, we'll check your bag for free, I'm like, all right.
Yeah, I'll do that.
I don't mind that.
Yeah,
that's great. Then I don't have to worry about it.
But if it's the only bag, though, no.
No. But, all right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. The Braves made a coaching change. Not the one a lot of people wanted them to make, but they did make a coaching change. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.